This is Tzvi Hirsch Weidrip. We began yesterday studying Mishnayos Maseches Yoma. Yesterday we finished Shkolim and began the first Mishnah of Yoma. Today, in lesson number 2, we will learn Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, and Mishnah Gimel, the second and third Mishnayos of this Perek. We learned together yesterday that the Kohen Gadol spent the 7 days prior to Yom HaKippurim living in a chamber known as Lishkas Palhedrin. Now we're going to learn what he did during those 7 days. The Mishnah says, Kol Shivas Hayomim Hu Zorekes Hadom. In order to familiarize himself and to be trained and practiced in the whole procedure of the Korbanos on Yom Kippur. So on the 7 days prior to Yom Kippur, which are ordinary weekdays and obviously a Shabbos too, and each of those days, 2 Korbanos would be brought, Korbanos Tomid, 1 in the morning, 1 toward the end of the day. So the dam, the blood of those 2 korbanos, would be sprinkled during the 7 days prior to Yom Kippur by the Kohen Gadol himself. He would do the Zrikas Hadam on the Korban Tomid Shel Shachris and the Korban Tomid Shel Arvis. Umaktires HaKetores. He would also light a fire to burn the ketores, the incense, which was placed upon the golden altar, the Mizbeach HaZohov, which was indoors in the Heichal, half of a mona. A mona is a large measure of incense, was put upon the Mizbeach HaZohov in the morning, half in the evening. During these 7 days prior to Yom Kippur, it was a Kohen Gadol who would ignite the Ketores, the incense. Umeitives haneros. Now, there were 7 neros in the menorah, 7 branches to the menorah. 5 of them were cleansed before the ketores were brought, but 2 of them were cleansed. Cleansed means you took a little shovel-like, small shovel, very small shovel-like, almost a spoon, and spooned out and dug out the ash from the previous night's burning of the candle. It's not really a candle, it's really a cup, a container with oil in it and a wick. So cleansing it, the 2 that were cleansed after the ketores was brought, that during these 7 days was the work of the Kohen Gadol. So he would clean out, that's known as Meitives Haneros, he would clean out the candle area of the menorah from its ash. Umakrives Horoshvies Horegel. He would also bring up upon the Mizbeach, the regular outdoor Mizbeach, he would bring the first several sections of the animal of the Korban Tomid. The first several sections were the Rosh and the right foreleg. They were brought first. And the Kohen Gadol would bring them onto the Mizbeach during these 7 days. Usha'or kal hayomim, every other day of the year, on these 7 days, the Kohen Gadol did all these various activities. The other days of the year, other Kohanim could do it. As you know, different families of the Kohanim would serve different weeks in the Beis HaMikdosh. And within each family, each large group of Kohanim, each Mishmor, there were Bote Av. There were smaller family units, Beis Av. One Beis Av would serve on Sunday, one on Monday, one on Tuesday, etc. However, if the Kohen Gadol wished to, he could intercede and come any day of the year and do the avoda. She'or kol hayomim, the rest of the year. Im rotzo lahakriv, if he wanted to be the one to offer the korban upon the mizbeach, makriv, he could do so. And the regular scheduled anshei hamishmor, the regularly scheduled kohanim, could not protest. This was the prerogative of the kohen gadol. Shekohen gadol makriv chelek borosh. The rule is that the kohen gadol has first choice as to what he wants to be makriv. The other kohanim, there's a routine which is set by a calendar, and the specifics are even set by a goro, by a lottery. But the kohen gadol could intercede any time he wanted to and be makriv first his own chelek. The notel chelek borosh. Similarly, when the meat of a korban, or the shirayim, the leftover meal, M-E-A-L, from the korban mincha, were distributed to the kohen gadol, to the kohanim, to eat, so the kohanim would divide it according to their assigned schedule. But the kohen gadol can always come in and say, I want first choice of what to take from the distributed pieces of korbanos. So if you had a korban shlomim and big pieces of it were given to the kohanim, or korban chatos or asham, which parts of it were given to the kohanim, then the kohen gadol could come along and say, I want that piece. He had first choice. That's the rule. The interesting thing is that it is only bekodshe mizbeach, only korbanos, sacrifices, which were brought in the Beis HaMikdash, does the Kohen Gadol have the first choice of which piece or which part he wants. However, when it comes to kodshe gavul, meaning those sacred gifts which are given to the Kohen but are not part of the Beis HaMikdash, like truma and challah, and the matnos kahuna, like the zroa and the lechayayim and the kevo, things which Yisroel, a non-Kohen, is obligated to give to the Kohen, but not necessarily in the Beis HaMikdash, but rather down on the farm, there the Kohen Gadol has no superiority. And the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot are equally entitled to those matnos kahuna. The Kohen Gadol gets no first choice. But during these 7 days prior to Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol was working hard. He was doing the Zrika Sadam, the Haktoras Haktoras, the Hatovas Haneros, and the Hakrova of the Evorei, the sections of the slaughtered animal of the Korban Tomet. But that's not all that he did, as the Mishnah now continues, Mishnah Gimel. Mosru lo zekenim mizikne beistin. He was given, was assigned to him, elders from the Sanhedrin, wise men, judges, great rabbis, to teach him and to train him the dinim, the rules of the avoda. And they did that by vekorin lefonov beseder hayom. They would read to him and study with him the procedure of the day as it is described in Parshas Acharemos. V'yomrim lo, and they would say to him, Ishi. Ishi means my master, my odom, dear sir, a title, honorific title, Kohen Gadol. Kro ato beficha. Read it out loud yourself. It's important to realize. The Pasuk says, Kichayim heim lemotso ehem, and the Gemara says that Torah brings life to a person who not only studies Torah, but who pronounces it out loud. And here too we see that the Zekenim, the Zikne Bezdin, told the Kohen Gadol, Kro ato beficha, read it out loud. Shemo shachachta, because perhaps you've forgotten what you may have known last year. Or, shemo lo lamadato, maybe you didn't learn. Is it possible that a Kohen Gadol didn't learn Torah, the kind of Torah that every child learns when he learns Parshas Acharemos? So the Gemara explains that indeed, at one point in time, the Kohen Gadol had to be the top Kohen in every respect. He had to be strong, and he had to be handsome. He had to be wise. He had to be wealthy. So he was wise, and he didn't need to be told. Maybe he didn't learn it. However, we've already seen that during the second Beis HaMikdash, the entire position of the Kohen Gadol deteriorated, and the quality of the Kohanim deteriorated. And it could very well have been that the Kohen Gadol did not learn. And that's why they said, well, you didn't learn, now you have the opportunity to learn what you have to know for Yom Kippur. That's all 7 days. So he was studying and he was doing work, practicing. Erev Yom HaKippurim, they came the day before Yom Kippur, Shacharis, in the morning, they would give him additional training. Ma'amidin oso b'shar ha-mizroch. They would station him and place him in the eastern gate of the temple courtyard. Uma'avirin lefonov porim ve'elim u'chivosim. And they brought before him cows and rams and sheep, animals which will be part of the avoda tomorrow, so that he should know this is a cow and you're going to have to be doing this procedure with it. This is an ayel, you're going to have to do this procedure with it. This is a keves, you have to do this procedure with it. All of it, kedei sheyehei makir, all part of his training. He had to know which animal is which animal is going to have to be processed, so to speak, in which way on Yom Kippur. Notice that there's another animal which is brought on Yom Kippur, which they did not bring before him Erev Yom Kippur. They brought Porim, Elim, Chavosim, cows, rams, and sheep, but not Seirim, not goats, even though, as we will study, goats were an essential part of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. And the Gemara says that since the goats were brought as a sin offering, they would not bring Erev Yom Kippur, a animal which was symbolic of sin, before the Kohen Gadol, because he would have Chalishus Hadas, he would feel upset knowing about the sins of the Jewish people. And so we have completed Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. That's the end of lesson number 2. Tomorrow we will continue on to Mishnah Daled and Mishnah